from Ellis Island, they telegraphed to Pittsburgh that you were coming. Did you know your brother-in-law?
No, I never knew. I didn't know the sister theater.
Mm-hmm. Because you were a little baby. Right there. You wasn't even born yet.
Yeah, you have children mm-hmm. my age.
Mm-hmm. So how did he know it was you? When you got off the train, was there? How did you know this is your brother-in-law? There were a lot of people that got off the train.
He knows it's
me. He recognized you. He knew your picture. From your appearance.
Not from my father.
His father got married.
No. But you see, there were hundreds of people coming every day. How does he adopt the goodness of Alex? Was your Hebrew name? Your Hebrew name is Alex?
Elio.
Uh-huh. Okay. So your brother-in-law met you at the B&O station?
No, I've been.
Pencil?
Pencil. Okay. And I'm working on it, like in an hour. I'm working on it. It's from Bayern.
It's from the Berlin.
What's the field?
That you've been in New York.
It's from Berlin. Just I mean, the Jewish gators come to Pittsburgh. She was brilliant. She gave me a passes to go on the theater. She gave me a sign, advertising for the theater. So she had to pass it.
For which theater?
Downtown at the theater.
Which theater? Gaiety?
No.
Bijan?
Theater.
Nixon? Alvin? Milk of magnesia or something.
Now,
when you sat in the theater, you had to go.
They dressed me up. Nice. I might not have seen knee pants.
Knee pants? You were 22 years old with knee pants.
I looked like a kid on the other day. Big boys, you know, the boys.
You
took me to theater. And who was playing that time? Adler.
Yaakov Adler.
Yaakov Adler. He sits with you. First of all.
No, you can't show this.
You said that you have to go. I got cramped. That doesn't seem to get back.
And he'll sit to the midget.
But you know, if I go. Who put me away then? Gyarovich. Book from the bridge. Und wir gesehen, wissen Sie, was war eine Street?
Ja.
Noch wissen Sie, der Mann, mehr als Lawinen so angerufen.
Ja. Fällt an Lawinen.
Stab Chapa nicht mehr.
Ja.
Dann nehmen Sie mal Juchen, weil Sie sind noch Tage, ja. Nehmen Sie die Head, und Sie gucken, was Sie gefunden, Friedmanns Head.
Ja.
Und Fifth Avenue.
Und Fifth Avenue.
Vier Mal weggeworfen. Ich habe ein kleines Restaurant.
Ja, kleines Restaurant, wir nieten. Und ich hatte
das Restaurant. Ja, in Washington Bank, ich habe mir gewonnen, 5-7.
Ja.
Geht noch ein, hungrig, neugessen.
Oh, sehr fein.
Ja, fein gegeben. Nach Wasserstreet, ich weiß nicht. Ach, in der Früh, gehen wir rein, Oxford, auf gehen die Market. Ja. Die Farmer Market,
ja.
Und da kommt mir ein bisschen durchschlafen. So. Ja. Da vorne der Männer weh, er weiß, wer das ist.
Ja.
Er weiß.
Ja.
Da grüßen wollen, da fährt, da weiß ich, wo er denn eben ist.
En nou, schwesters, dan staan we geloof in Michigan al heen.
Police journal.
Oi, vee, oi, vee.
De rockster, je weet dat, je wel ziet, als we zich het erangen, dan gaat maar bij dat, maar wat een paar, paar.
Ja, dat is een grote
historie, schwesters. Hier is mijn brede.
Sie ist
nur damit
schier
Maschige
geworden. Ich verstehe. Du hast gerade jene Jakob Adler, sie gesagt. Jakob Adler vielleicht spielen Tragödie. Hat sie gerade jene Tragödie.
Ja, klar.
Wie können sie sich anhalten? Das wird genommen. Wie können sie sich
anhalten?
Was für ein Business haben sie gemacht?
Ja, wir machen direkt, dass sie eine
Könnt ihr es kriegen frei? Wir schreiben noch herunter. Also ihr wollt es suchen. Ist das ein Also wir wollen endlich in der ganzen Research, wollen wir schenken, ja, alle die Menschen, was sie wollen, Freiheit, was man da kaufen. Was für ein Papier hat die gebracht mit sich zu Amerika? Da bist du gebracht Sachen mit sich? Papieren, Sachen? Sachen.
Ja,
viele kennen Filme nicht.
Filme?
Wir sind damit noch gewinnt von ihm.
Ja, ja.
Oh. Viele Slobodka Yeshiva sind wir schon nicht gewinnt.
Da ist ein Kleber von Dorfen, aber...
Ja, gemisst.
Wundert, wenn da bin ich nun in Lüge, mache ich da Kopf. So hab mich zu schlafen, mit Scherzen, mit dieser drei Kopf.
Kann ich dir
jene Brüder für eine Male gelernt? Jene Brüder, jene Brüder, jene
Brüder,
jene Brüder, jene Brüder, jene Brüder, jene Brüder, jene Brüder, jene
Brüder, jene Brüder, jene Brüder, jene Brüder, jene Brüder,
jene Brüder, jene Brüder, jene Brüder,
jene Brüder, jene Brüder,
En haar noem is dezelfde als ze dachten van Edelman. Vier hadden ze
begonnen.
Edelman en Eliade gemaakt Alexander.
Dat was mij Alexander de Richter.
Alexander is gewin in Rusland. Ja.
Mijn naam werd nog meer Elke, weet je?
Ja, ja. Wanneer ze gekomen zijn in Amerika, was het gewin de eerste zaak was daar bij huis? What was your first impression?
Waarom pikt het?
Was?
Ik dacht, waarom pikt het?
Oh, wir sind gekommen in Pittsburgh, wo sind die erste Sache, wo sie dach impressed. First, what first impressed you when you arrived in Pittsburgh? Ich verstehe nicht, was ihr meint, das Schwitzbrot. Was meint ihr?
Er meint er, die Schwitzbrot.
Wir haben eine türkische Bärsuche.
Wir sind gekommen in Pittsburgh.
Ja.
Kelsen?
Gehen, aber wir gehen
in
der Alles da boi noch.
Nächste Woche, einige Woche ich sein bei Kelsen, bei Jacob Kelsen Office. So, ich muss doch reden mit ihm, wegen seinem türkischen Schwitzbrot. Jacob ist ein Sinn von Kelsen Schwitzbrot. Ich weiß, was das ist.
Ja, der letzte Trisha.
Ich habe auch nicht mehr Ecken.
Nein, weil er ist gebunden worden in Amerika.
Oh, well, Kelsen, you know, their father, a father, comes in a little town from Anik, still coming in the middle, Janneve.
Janneve,
Geberne. Where's the Geberne? A little town of small
land. No, it's not Geberne. It's a Kovla Geberne.
Geberne,
Janneve. No?
Kovla Geberne. Kovla Geberne.
Kovla
Geberne.
Sein Bab ist gewinn ein Landsfreund von Rabbi Kochen.
Janne ist gewinn als Städtler,
kleines.
Hovner ist ein Gouverne. You know, like a state.
Ja, ich weiß, was es ist. A province, wie ich weiß. Es fliegt die Robben lieb zu gehen zu der Schwitzburg. Das ist gewinn
ein... Das ist ein Herr, war ich so. Ich hätte ihn nicht mehr von uns.
Do you remember your first day in Pittsburgh? Your brother-in-law came to the station and met you, and then...
Brought me in my own sister.
Which house? Which street?
It was a little house near Siena Raven, a side street.
Crawford?
Crawford. I didn't even... Crawford Street.
But that was a very popular street. Crawford and Center.
Crawford and Center Raven.
Yeah. I was there the other day. That's exactly
that's
where...
Is, yeah.
No, that's exactly where they have the big, beautiful Civic Arena. So the beginning of the Civic Arena that's and the Washington Plaza and the whole thing. No, I was on Bedford near Crawford. Yeah. So he took you to your sister and the whole family came to see you.
They was taking off one to my parents were married.
Where did they live?
long while I was staying with him once in this mm-hmm. place. Mm-hmm. And the other one stays this summer. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But there were a lot of Litvaks around, right? There were a lot of landslides. Did your town have a landslide shop here in Pittsburgh? Did you have enough people?
They have even a shul named
in New York. You have a shul called Annexed?
Annexed, yes.
Annexed.
It's near the floor of the building somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. But in Pittsburgh, there weren't enough to make them. Okay.
They have in Chicago, they have a lot.
Did they give you a nice meal the first day?
Yeah, I could eat that. Of course I could eat that.
You were so hungry. But they treated you nice your first day.
It was poor at that time.
Yeah, sure. Was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you during the first 5 years?
Never.
Was there any point that you felt unjustly treated because you were an immigrant? After having lived in the United States for 5 years, did you feel that you had accomplished or would eventually accomplish your goal?
There's no limit as well. I was learning the trade that I had. Mm-hmm.
In other words, you felt that you were accomplishing. Mm-hmm. Where was your first home in Pittsburgh?
First home?
Yeah. With your sister?
I couldn't stay. They had big families.
Yeah, yeah.
There was once in a house I couldn't stay.
Yeah. So where did you go? To a boarding house?
My older brother, you know.
Yeah.
He took me over to Bavarska. He paid a
month. To where?
In what street? In Fulton Street somewhere.
Boarding house?
Not exactly. In our family. So
board with a family.
Board with a family.
Uh-huh. And he paid for it? Nice.
First month. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then I started organizing.
Yeah, then you started yourself. How long did you stay in this house?
A couple of months.
Yeah. And then?
Then I found myself, you know, rooms. You know.
Your own rooms?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember which neighborhood?
That's the heavens on the island, remember?
Yeah. Did you move a lot?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Wait. We're talking about the first 5 years. From 1909 to 1914, right? 1914, you went into the army.
Yeah.
So he didn't go to New York yet. We're not talking about New York yet. What kind of work did you do when
you... Wait, I was gone down when I was in New York.
Oh. And what kind of work did you do when you first came to this country?
Making pants.
Making?
Pants. Pants.
Oh, pants maker. Did you have experience from Europe?
No.
Oh.
What you learned here?
Mm-hmm.
How long did you work at this?
All the time.
Your whole life? But you worked in different places.
Different places.
Okay.
Different places.
How much did you make at the beginning? Do you remember?
Beginning.
Piece work or week work?
Piece work.
Do you have any idea how much you made a week?
To make $15 on that.
That's good. Wages for that time.
Have you made?
In those years, $15 a week was very good.
Have you made $75?
That was considered
excellent. I had a business on
I didn't come to that. What hours did you work in your pants making?
What else?
What hours? From when to when?
There was no limit sometimes.
No limit.
Nothing.
No. Did you work on Saturday and Jewish holidays?
Sometimes.
How long did you stay at this work?
How long?
You said your whole life. Did you belong to a union?
Yes.
Which union?
It was garment.
Not the International Lady Garment Workers Union. You mean the Amalgamated
Club?
Do you remember if there was a union in the place when you went in?
Well, the first time, then they organized.
Who organized them?
Who does it?
Do you remember how you got
Hillman
into the union?
Hillman was the head of the...
Sidney Hillman, sure. Did Sidney Hillman come to Pittsburgh to organize?
Not himself, but he didn't.
Do you remember who the people were that organized the union?
I could not remember.
Do you know if some of them are still around?
Yes. You know, I was good friend with him.
You know,
Abe Foreman? Abe Foreman? Here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
I was working with him.
He was one of the organizers.
Yeah.
You sure?
Well, you could say, you know.
Yeah. Who else? Do you know...
Where do you come to from?
He's from the people that we interviewed.
Yeah.
He's also from the gang. Do you know William Langer? William Langer from Oakland.
Sure.
Langer.
Yeah.
He's a good friend. A good friend of mine. As Okina. Yeah. He's also from the people we interviewed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he didn't. He only belonged to the union for a short time. Do you know Elias Ostenberg? Elias Ostenberg. He worked for Foreman, too. I think he's living down south now.
What's his name?
Elias. Yeah. Eli, maybe they call him. Eli.
Eli.
No. But these were all clothing workers, and I'm very interested in the Amalgamated, and I can't get any information.
Well, the Amalgamated, here in Foreman,
but I want to get more information. I can't get more information. Do you remember what about the Amalgamated Clothing Workers Union? Do you remember what year? Do you remember what year it was that they organized it?
Well, it was then, before the war, I guess.
Yeah, 1912 or so. Okay, did you get better wages after the union came in? Now, how long did you stay in this work before you went to New York? When did you go to New York?
About 2 years before the war, you know.
Before the United States went into the war, or before the war broke out in general?
Before the United States. Yeah.
In other words, 1915, you went to New York.
Yes, at the same.
And what did you do there?
The same.
Why did you go? Because you thought you'd make better opportunity there.
Oh, yes.
You had a chance to go into business then. Did you have anybody in New
York? I was a business.
Did you have relatives in New York? Did you have lunch like New York?
No, you know.
Friends?
No, a fellow, you know, he was working in Pittsburgh. Then I went there. Then what we got opportunity for me to go in business.
So you went to business too?
Yeah.
Okay. How long were you in business there?
Not about 3-4 months.
And what happened?
They drafted my
partner. They drafted your partner. Was this pants making business?
Yeah.
Your partner was drafted, so you had to close up shop?
Then they drafted me. Came back from the camps and sold it.
Sold business. How long were you in service?
About a year.
Were you sent overseas?
Not yet. Not.
No.
Yeah, they had no decision. I didn't.
What?
I was an alien. You know, no paper.
Alien, yeah.
Didn't they make you a citizen? I made it. And I was going home. They gave me the papers.
Oh, they gave you your citizenship when you came home.
Paper.
But you didn't have to wait 5 years.
No. See, every time they used to, you know, my company, send my clothes.
Yeah.
They picked me up and they said, I'm going to pick out paper.
Yeah.
I told them I got time of it.
Yeah, you were smart. Okay. Are you cooking something? Because I smell the gas. No, I was afraid maybe you opened it. Nein, hat mir das schon für ihn gegeben und es brennt nicht. What became your life's work? What became your life's work? Pants manufacturing? Who did you work for when you came back from the army? Small shops or big shops? Did you ever work for the big stores?
No. Take that terribly immense before Foreman had that place for himself.
Yeah.
I was working with him.
Yeah.
I can't remember the reason I exist. No.
Yeah. If you could live this part of your life over, what kind of work would you go into?
Scientist. The market.
Why not? I think that's a wonderful answer. I think it's a great answer. Did you go to school in Pittsburgh? Night school?
Still shut up.
You didn't go to night school. But they had night school at the Franklin School.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But you were too tired.
Yeah. Not good. was by myself, you know. I was thinking of the, you know, boys didn't care, you know.
How did you learn how to speak English? No, no, I just said... How did you learn to speak English?
Still, I couldn't speak English.
Yeah, you speak. How did you learn? Mm-hmm. How did you learn to speak English? You didn't go to school. No, I won't mark it. Okay. How did you learn to write English? Didn't they give you lessons in the army?
Yeah, that's right.
They had lessons for the foreigners. Okay. So how did you get along with the goyim in the army?
No good. They liked me. I was very welcoming.
In other words, you used to make a nice joke, and you didn't go to Hebrew school in Pittsburgh.
Hebrew school?
Yeah. No. There's a question I ask you. Did you like music?
Depends what. Not classic.
Not quite. Did you play an instrument?
Yeah.
Did you go to concerts? Opera?
No, not, used to go.
Which concert?
The Kion time, but not this.
Yeah. Did you go to the Yiddish theater?
New York, boy.
All the time, to see all the shows in New York. What about in Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh, also.
Very seldom.
Oh, yes, I took my bike sometimes.
Yeah, well, this is later. Did you go to any other theater, like Burlesque, Vaudeville, Nickelodeon?
Burlesque.
Yeah. That was the Gaiety.
Gaiety, Canada.
Yeah. Did you go to Vaudeville? Nickelodeon.
Movies.
Movies
I like.
Did you go to lectures?
Yes, I used to. Mainly behind on my own.
Did you go to public library?
Yes, I used to.
Which library?
Carnegie.
Wiley? Wiley Avenue?
No.
Oakland.
Oakland.
Yeah. Which newspapers did you read?
For those.
Yeah.
Read me out of them.
Did you read any Pittsburgh papers?
Pittsburgh Chronicle?
That's later.
I read my Pittsburgh paper.
Volkswagen?
Never read it. Yeah.
Volkswagen.
I don't read it.
1887-1920. From 1887 to 1920.
1920.
Every week. Josef Selig Glick, the Volkswagen.
This is a famous...
Evelyn Bloom's grandfather.
Yes. How do you know Evelyn?
Sure.
Glick.
Oh, Glick's
neighbor.
Well, you're going
to find out. So now, do you remember his newspaper now that I reminded you?
It was...
Was a weekly. In Yiddish.
Yes.
Okay, but you didn't read it.
Yes,
so why did you say so?
You know, Emily.
Sure. Okay.
I met her once. She got up as a... She made her once.
Yeah, your kinder. Zwei Mädels, zwei Jungs.
Wo wohnt sie?
Wohnt er da...
Wollt ich wohnen mit dir, mit der Schwester?
Die Schwester
ist... Ich
weiß nicht, die Schwester ist in der Spital. You came to the United States, you didn't think of yourself as a religious person. Did you change any of your practices in Pittsburgh in terms of religion?
No.
You began working on Shabbos and stuff like that.
Well,
yeah, you became non-religious.
Yeah. Well, don't talk now.
No, I didn't say none, I just said yes. It says, did you change any of your religious practices during your first 5 years in Pittsburgh? So I said, yes. I didn't say you became non-religious. You don't want me to write? I won't. I'll leave it blank. Did you go to a synagogue in Pittsburgh when you came? Which one?
When you came in 1909.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Good Chazon.
Which synagogue?
The Yaakov.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
It doesn't say.
Yes, he went to Darzan after the
Rabbi Zimmerman. Hey, he liked to go to Beis Yaakov. Was that Rabbi Zimmerman or Rabbi Shinsky?
That was very crazy.
Rabbi Zivit or Rabbi Shinsky? Rabbi Shinsky. And Beit Yaakov was Rabbi Shinsky when you went there.
Washington Shul
University. Beit HaMedrash HaGadol or Beit Yaakov?
Yeah, Beit Yaakov.
Beit HaMedrash HaGadol.
But in Martin. I wrote Beit
Jacob. Beit
Jacob.
And Beit HaMedrash HaGadol.
The Rebbe's in that there.
No. Why do I need the Rebbe's? I know the Rebbetzin. She's not alive anymore. I know her children. This is after you got married. After, I know that your wife is Orthodox, so I know that she took care of the house. Did you experience any change in health due to climate or food when you first came? Did you become ill during your first few years because of the change of weather or not?
No, nothing.
No. Okay.
No.
Oh, well. Few years. When you needed a doctor, if you needed a doctor, where did you go?
No.
No, no. In the early years.
Doctor. Yeah.
You didn't need doctors.
No.
You didn't go to doctors at all. No. Okay.
What
was the first organization that you joined when you came to Pittsburgh? Did you join any the Workman's Circle or the Zionists or any of those?
Not one of them.
No.
Union.
Just the union. Okay. Did you belong to any charity organizations? Where did you go to have a good time?
Before
you got married.
Before.
Yeah, where did people go to have a good time?
Burlesque.
Did you have any boyfriends? A gang of boys your age?
Or
around the same age, young fellows that you went with? Did you participate in sports? Did you go to watch any sporting events? Sure, a lot of fellows used to go to watch ball games. You know what a young fellow his age when he first came? A lot of the fellows.
Bowling, that's called.
Bowling. You used to go bowling?
Yeah.
Why not? Look, not when he was 82 years old, when he was 22 years old. Did you ever do anything in the YMCA?
No.
I slept a couple of times.
In New York?
It was...
It was
New York going to Woodbine. Mm-hmm. We stopped in Philadelphia. We had to go to sleep.
When I went to Philadelphia a few years ago, I went to the YWCA. Because they have cheap, clean rooms.
They give you a good meal, cheap too.
Were there any local meeting places here in Pittsburgh?
Local meetings.
Meeting places where people went to meetings or to meet other people, political stuff like that.
The American Jewish War Veteran.
You were in Jewish War Veterans.
Not now.
Yeah. Where did you meet? Where was your meeting place? You mean in Oakland?
Okay.
Were you active? I noticed in the paper they were just giving some awards and everything. You don't belong anymore.
Nah.
No. What about cafes or restaurants? Were there any popular cafes or restaurants that you used to like to go to? You mentioned Klein's restaurant. Were there any others that you used to go to?
I used to the restaurants, not Stedewan.
Yeah, but do you remember any names? You didn't go to Weinstein?
Weinstein wasn't at that.
1914 Weinstein opened up. Oh, you were in the army then.
It was in Clarence, and there was Myers, a good Jewish restaurant.
No, I'm just nodding my head. I don't know.
So there was Myers and Clarence.
Yeah. In the, on Fifth Avenue.
Fifth Avenue, yes.
Is that where your job was on Fifth Avenue? How did you meet people during your first 5 years in Pittsburgh? Oh, no. Come on. Stop kidding around. No. When you wanted to meet people, how did you meet people?
The neighbors.
Did you have any non-Jewish
work with them together.
Uh-huh.
Very good. Mm-hmm.
Did any of your first friends remain lasting friends?
No, I still don't have it.
No. Hard. Did you have family here? Yes. When Pesach came, did you go to your sisters or your brothers for the Seder? During your first 5 years in America, did you write to Europe or did you write to your parents in Israel?
Sure, I'd like to.